Hey everybody, Shane Bresley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Thank you for checking out another brand new episode of the show. Today's feature is my new friend, Mark Perkins of Mark Perkins and the Outskirts, along with guitarist Davis Bader joins us. We had a great time, the three of us sitting around talking about what the band's been up to and their big show coming up this summer at Freedom Jam. I want to remind you that Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Naked Vine in Chesterfield, Missouri, serving up the finest wine, whiskey, tequila, and local craft beers. Stop by and visit them for some great live music whenever the coronavirus stuff is allows us to. Things have been crazy right now, but it's one of my favorite spots to hang out and catch a show. You can find their calendar at nakedvine.net. But you can still support them during this time by going in there and again purchasing a bottle of wine to take home and have a good time with that. Also, this show wouldn't be possible without the support of my buddies over at Roughneck Beard Company. Stop by and visit them in Maplewood, Missouri locally, or shop 24/7 at roughneckbeardcompany.com. This time of year is great for their product, Roughneck Genesis. It features aloe vera juice infused with biotin, B12, MSM, and glycerin. This product will actually help your hair and skin pull moisture in from the air around it, keeping everything soft and healthy. Just a couple of quick sprays before adding your favorite beard oil or balm, and you're good to go. Check it all out at roughneckbeardcompany.com. Use my code RPP15 for an exclusive 15% off. You can be sure to follow along with them on your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Also big thank you to Heil Sound for making the show sound great. Visit heilsound.com and pick up some brand new gear. All right, everybody, that's it for me. If you want to reach out, you can find me at rockpaperpodcast@gmail.com or on any of the socials. I would love to hear from you all. Let me know what you think of this episode, what other episodes you've been enjoying. And that's it. Sit back and relax and enjoy this new episode with Mark Perkins.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
What's up, guys? This is Mark Perkins with The Outskirts, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Scissors beat paper, paper covers rock. Rock beats scissors, Shane covers nonstop. Never know what new kind of guests that he's got coming at you. Live and direct on the spot. Could be rock, folk, country, or hip-hop, jazz. All kind of folks that he has. Could be an artist or a comedian to make you laugh on the
Rock Paper Podcast.
Double-decker fudge round, rolling round town. Shane coming at you live and direct from ground zero. He's your hero, he's your bestie. Rock Paper Podcast with Shane Presley.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with Mark Perkins and Davis of the from the Outskirts. Mark Perkins and the Outskirts. Something like that, right?
Yeah.
I think I got it.
Yeah.
this is cool, guys. I don't know. I feel like I start a lot of them this way, and but it's still the case. So I keep saying it, but I love doing this show because it kind of, even 6 years now I've been doing this, I continually meet new people all the time, and a lot of times for the first time on the microphones, and that's again the case today. Like, I've known Mark just a little bit through social media and stuff, but we kind of really became friendly through working with Freedom Jam coming up, and that's where I kind of got introduced to the band and everything else going on. So this is our first time really getting to sit and talk and get to know more about what you guys have been up to, and so thank you guys for being here.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Yeah, happy to be here, man.
Yeah, I guess we should probably both introduce yourselves properly. That way everybody knows your voices.
So
take the lead, man.
All right. I'm Mark Perkins, lead singer of the Outskirts and also a aspiring new country artist in the area, I guess. Been in music for my whole entire life. Grew up playing the drums, piano. Dad was a rockhead. Grew up listening to KC95 blasting the Saturday morning.
There you go.
But other than that, I've been singing and playing out for probably about 2 years now. So it's all kind of new to me, but I love it, and I can't see myself without it anymore. So.
Yeah.
And I'm Davis Wilton Bader. I'm the lead guitarist of The Outskirts. I'm also in a local St. Louis original band called Lumette. We just put out our new record, but I've been playing guitar for, gosh, like 13 years now, which it gets weirder every single year that you tack on there. And I'm actually pretty new to country music. I took a trip to Nashville and just fell in love with that kind of that live scene that they had in the sound, because I had only ever heard country music on recordings, and but to hear it live was a whole new thing, so I got really inspired by it and realized that St. Louis has such a booming country, like people love country music around here, obviously, and so I reached out to good old Craigslist and tried to find a working band, and that's how I came across The Outskirts, and we've been playing together for close to a year now.
Yeah.
And it's been killer.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's kind of fun about country music today anyway, is like it's essentially a giant blender of music anyway. You go down to Nashville, you're going to get you still might get a country vocalist, but you're going to have rock guitars, you're going to have, you know, and you're going to do a lot of different things with it. It's not just your straight up pedal steel and you know, fiddle and, you know, and everything else. Like, you, there are people using those, but it's just like country radio country today is, you know, just everything. Like,
totally.
So, you know, that's what I always thought was funny too. Like, when, you know, they, like Jimmy Buffett was kind of accepted in country music and stuff. And like,
or even like Neil Young, sure, or someone yeah, like yeah. that, who, well, like, you think is such a classic rock dude, and then right. you find out he's like heavily influenced by so much country stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, like with Jimmy though, like he was doing his thing long before country right. music started doing island music and stuff. So it was like, but it, so it's funny that like now he's country music and stuff. So, but anyway, it's fun, man. Like I said, I think that's sort of the appeal I feel like to a lot of people for country music, is that there are a lot of different things that going on. I mean,
well, and I think that's what I enjoy about being in this band so much, and our set list kind of reflects it, is that we have like a wide array of music that we play, and it all seems to kind of blend in. Like, funny enough, like we play like Under the Bridge by the Chili Peppers,
all right.
and people love it, and it's not country at all, but it somehow fits, and we kind of give it its own little different sound than like what the Chili Peppers do with it.
Sure.
But then, I mean, all the music that I've been shown from this band, it's like, it's there's stuff that's some of the heaviest stuff I've ever heard, is, you know, played by some of these country artists. It's pretty fun. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you got like Eric Church has got like a metal band backing yeah. him, and like, you know, so.
Yeah,
but
it's
anything,
crazy.
But anything Eric says, it sounds country, so
exactly,
it's going to
yeah.
be country. Like, but yeah, so I feel like that's probably the same thing with you guys. Like, even if you do rock it up a little bit, if Mark's singing, it's going to sound country. So. But yeah, so I guess take me back, man, like getting to know a little bit more about, you're saying the music's always been there, but I guess pretty early age then you started playing, like at the house, the piano and stuff?
Yeah, I was about 10 years old. My parents got me a drum set for Christmas one year. Started playing the drums. I loved it. I was playing in my room, annoying the neighbors day in, day out. And then my parents decided that, I kind of decided that, from my uncle, he used to play the piano, so I seen him doing that, and I kind of picked that up from him, and we started taking piano lessons, and I was one, actually, blue ribbon away from winning a full-ride scholarship to Washington University in St. Louis, and totally dropped it for some reason.
Yeah.
it's one of those stupid things you do when you're young and don't really realize it until you're older, and then you're kicking yourself in the rear, and it just does that. And then, I don't know, I was about... my parents got me a guitar again for Christmas, still music, and I threw it under the bed after a little bit, and I got tired of it because I was getting mad at myself from trying to learn so much so fast, and threw it under the bed, and about, I'd say three and a half years ago now, I got it back out and started playing, and reached out to the old Craigslist, like Davis was saying, and just posted up there looking for somebody to jam with, somebody just to collaborate with and play some music with. And luckily, I found somebody close to my house, and I started driving, and I texted him. I stopped. I was at a stoplight, and I was like, you know what? What's your name? And he said, Kevin Urbeck. And I was like, no way. I actually grew up with his younger brothers going to high school, playing high school sports with him. So ever since that day, about 3.5-4 years ago now, that I've been playing with Kevin, that's kind of where things kicked off for me.
Yeah.
So we've been playing ever since. He's still does my acoustic stuff with me, and joins in on the full band stuff every once in a while. So
nice. And you, I guess that was just kind of started jamming in the basement, doing some covers and stuff?
Yeah, jamming in the basement, doing some covers. I think we did one live open mic at a coffee shop, and learned that it was not the type of thing for us yet. And then we started going back to the drawing board and practicing more, and it became something that I cannot live without anymore. So
yeah. I hear that a lot, like mostly in comedy though, like I feel like musicians take more time to hone their skills in the garage or basement or whatever before they get out there. You know, comedians, it's hard because you need that response, you know. It's like, right. Musicians, you still need the response, but comedians, like, okay, I think this is funny, but I need to see if it works for the masses and stuff. So like when you go to try an open mic, and like, but a lot of people, like the comedians have said, like once they go up there, like that first time, like even if they bombed, even if it goes bad, like they're hooked, and they're like, okay, I love that feeling, that rush of getting up there, I want to do that again. And like and they keep coming back. And so I was wondering, like you saying that trying the open mic, it didn't quite go as well, but like I guess it didn't stop you though. You went back to the garage and or basement and worked on that some more.
Yeah, so I actually would never sing in front of anybody. It took me, shoot, I'm 23. It took me all 19 almost 20 years to even come out and sing in front of anybody, because I don't know what it was. I was stage fright. And I think that's what happened at that open mic, because I didn't really feel myself yet. And dude, then finally,
based on how you handle yourself on stage, I didn't know that you used to have stage fright.
I would never sing in front of even my wife or my mom for the longest time, until about 3 years ago now. And so I don't know if you know, but a lot of my fans do know, and Davis knows and everything. I am an active at an Army National Guard, and before I went to basic, we started jamming and everything. And it was right when I got out of basic training that I actually started playing out live and felt comfortable with things. So I don't know if that had something to do with it,
right,
or not, but it just after that, it's been head to the nail and heading for whatever we're shooting for in this journey we're on. So
it's kind of, you said it kind of started with covers, but you guys are working on original stuff. So I'm guessing, has that been there, even if you weren't singing it?
So I've always been, I was always good in English class. I've always written down these random things that rhymed in my phone. Never really put it to music, though. And then now that I'm so into music, it's just, it almost comes natural, but it doesn't. It's different. From the cover stuff to the original stuff, it's your whole world is just flip-flopped. It's different, but I love it. And
I've talked about it a lot, like as a goal of mine to write, you know, a song. Like, just, I'm a huge fan, and like I've never like even attempted, like, because for me, when I sit down to even think about like trying to put pen to paper, it's just everybody else's lyrics come out of my head, you know. It's like, it's hard for me to shut up. I mean, I listen to so much music, so it's all up there. So it's hard for me to shut that off and then put my own original thoughts down and make something out of that. So it's, but it's definitely a goal. And I feel like I've got enough friends around town that are incredible musicians and songwriters, and to help when that time comes, but haven't got there yet. But that's definitely a goal of mine sometime, to try to get somebody to help me write a song and record it or something like that. And I don't know if I'll sing it, but somebody ever sing it, and like,
yeah,
I just think that'd be fun.
It's definitely easier said than done, especially when you realize that like so many songs have the same chords in them that it almost seems like so approachable.
Right.
And in that sense, it is. But then it's like when you realize that the best songs are simultaneously original and familiar at the same time, like at least that's my opinion. Like
no.
Like and like that's what I like about your first single is that it's like it strikes home. Like people have probably had that thought and then but never known how to really put it into words right. exactly mm-hmm. the way that you do, and then when you just hear it in a melody it just like strikes
sure.
so much stronger. So
yeah, man.
Yeah, easier said than done.
All right. Well, let's get into it. We got it. So we did do a little live acoustic jamming over here. And you were saying this is like the debut. This first time anybody's gonna be hearing it?
Yeah, so we've played the song in a couple shows now, but this is gonna be the first time it's on Facebook, anywhere public, on social media, anywhere. So yeah this is our first original, man. It's called Ain't Always Greener. It's really hits home. It's about how you always want more in life, and once you get it, it might not be what it ever seems. So it's really hits home, and I think it's really good. So
where do you feel like what do you think like inspired you to like make this actually start doing the original though?
So I don't know, man. I've always looked to Brooks and Dunn, Luke Combs kind of style.
Yeah.
And I think this one kind of does have a Luke Combs feel to it.
Yeah, I'd say so for sure.
But I mean, I don't know what really started me to write this one. I've been writing, so we got the chance to open up for Reverend Jack back in February, and I've been writing a lot with their lead guitarist Dustin Back, and that's kind of, we just sat down one day over FaceTime, and I was like, you know what, I've had this idea in my mind about how I've always had this feeling that where I'm working a job and I can't stand it anymore, and I want something new, but right when I start that new job, I wish I would have stayed at the job that I had before. So it's like that ain't always greener thing. It's not always greener on the other side. So right. I think that's kind of where this song wraps its head around. So it's really hits home to me. Yeah, and I man. Think hits home to a lot more people that hopefully will hear this song and will like it too. So
yeah.
I wish I could go back to the good old days. Sweet tea sipping, guitar picking, that's the way that I was raised. Yeah, it's all the same, it don't ever change, that's the way it always seems. But the passion in your heart is where it needs to be. Yeah, it ain't always greener on the other side. Life may be treacherous, but you take it all in strides. But don't let your pride keep desires inside. It's all inside your mind. You gotta take you one day at a time. Nobody said it all come easy. Everyone's got their own true meaning. But the steps you take and the road you pave ain't gotta be the same. So if you wanna win, you gotta play the game. Yeah, ain't always greener on the other side. Life may be treacherous, but you take it all in strides. Don't let your pride keep desires inside. It's all inside your mind. Gotta take you one day at a time. So when the cards are down and you lay them out and you feel like giving in, just remember where you come from and where it all began. Yeah, it ain't always greener on the other side. Life may be treacherous, but you take it all in strides. Yeah, don't let your pride keep desires inside. It's all inside your mind. gotta take you one day at a time. One day at a time.
Well, very cool, man. And we did do a little video with it, so be sure to check that out on your Facebook and YouTube and everything. I'll have that link out there. And of course, you can follow Mark Perkins Music on Facebook and Instagram. And we also have the Outskirts page where you can follow both of them and get involved on both pages. So I mentioned Freedom Jam coming up, and which is also important because you're, like you're saying, you are also an active service member. And so I think that, all the musicians that are involved are, supporting all this great cause, but also that you're balancing both sides of it, like you are also involved in that too. So I think it's really cool that to get you involved, and then it's going to be a great day.
Yeah. Brian Judy didn't have to say more than two words to know that I was interested in playing and being a part of Freedom Jam, so I couldn't be more happy to be a part of it.
Right. So this is happening August 29th, St. Peter's, Missouri at Diamond Music Hall. And again, this is Freedom Jam 2020 for Operation Triage. And we got just a stacked bill of all sorts of incredible country artists throughout the day. I think music's starting around 2 or something now.
Yeah, it's 2 o'clock now.
It keeps getting bigger.
I know, it does. It keeps getting bigger.
And we got Walker County, who were on the show just a while back. Had a real good time meeting those girls.
Yeah.
Peyton Howie, Carly Rogers, Mackie Roberts, and...
Darian Lee.
Darian Lee. Yeah, there's another. She was actually. Yeah, we just did that last week. She was on the show. We had a really good time meeting her from Minnesota area.
One of my buddies, Matt Wynn.
Oh yeah, Matt. Matt's. I've been. I don't remember exactly how we first met. Maybe I might have been a similar thing like this, but like. We became fast friends right away, and he's just one of the coolest guys. And
he is a great guy. I grew up with his little brother playing soccer on his soccer team in elementary school, so I've known Matt and his whole family for a while now. He's a great guy.
Yeah, and keeps going on. We got a lot. We got Molly Lovett, also a local artist here in St. Louis area. So, which I like that there was a nice blend of local and national. Regional talent and stuff. Yeah. So it's going to be a lot going on. And there's food trucks going on too. So come hungry and stay all day and rock with us. And it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think tickets are $10 at eventbrite.com. You can head on over there starting at $10. I think there's packages involving reserve tables and everything else. So there's different options, but you can get general admission ticket in the door for $10. So for a whole day, 2 to 11, I think, or 12 or something, whatever.
8 to 10 hours of country music. Yeah. Food trucks, drinks. I mean, you can't go anywhere for $10 right. and find that. So.
Yeah.
It's a huge, good sounding venue too.
Yeah, it really is.
It's going to be worth getting in there.
Yeah, we just had the opportunity to play there last weekend on the 3rd of July, and it sounds amazing, looks amazing. The place is going to be fun.
Yeah.
So.
And I know Brian sat in on several of these recently with me, helped him introduce me to some of the artists that are coming through. And he says a lot, it's not what you give for your $10 but what you're giving. And I know he's been big on that with what they're able to do with your $10 to help these active duty and first responders and servicemen and women. So it's really, really cool. Like he was saying that I think for $100, I think it was there, they can widen door frames in somebody's house. Cause a lot of these guys are, and women are in wheelchairs and they, you know, can't get their chairs through their door and stuff. So like just a simple thing like that can make a big difference in somebody's life. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So it was really, a great cause. And it's, like I said, it's going to be a lot of fun. Like what's better than that than having a good time and helping somebody out. So.
Exactly.
But yeah, so get involved. I know there's a, again, eventbrite.com for tickets. I know there's a Facebook event if you need more information. And operationtriage.com, I think, is going now. So you can head over to the website and check that out for more information. But you guys, so you're kicking, I guess you guys are going on a little earlier, getting the, you know, party going and stuff. And are you, who are you most excited, you think, to stick around and watch play?
So, Walker County is definitely going to be awesome to see.
Yeah.
I mean, just being on stage or sharing a stage with some of these national acts and one that's CMA's New Artist of the Year, I mean, that's going to be big. I mean, that's – I can't say I've done that yet.
Sure.
So it's – Brian, I think Brian said it best on Facebook Live with Carly Rogers. He pretty much said that – I'm a kid in a candy shop right now, and he said it perfectly. You can't say it any better than that, because right now I really am.
Cause yeah.
This is awesome to me, and I cannot wait to share the stage with so many great artists from Nashville to Minnesota to Florida to Walker County. I mean, national acts.
So yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, Walker, they were saying, they'd tell me stories about, like, they been, well, they've got to, like, open for a lot of great artists over the years and stuff, paying their dues, and but like they're also songwriters, so like they've pitched songs and had Blake Shelton cut a track of theirs and stuff like that. So I mean, like, they're in good company, and they're definitely one to watch, because and I know, like, this year would have been a really big year for them, really, but big. You know, of course, everything's put on hold, but they were definitely out there representing for women in country music. So I'm excited to see what happens for them in the near future, because it's gonna be exciting.
Yeah, like I said, I'm still kind of new to country music, so a lot of these bands are new to me. I'm excited to see them. I'm excited to meet Matt Wynn, because you talked about him a lot. And then I think it's kind of like it doesn't really get much better, because it's definitely the best of local talent and national. So whether you're like in the trenches of country music and you know it all, or if you don't know any of these acts, it's kind of going to be satisfying for everyone, I think.
So yeah,
it'll be cool.
Yeah. We also, I forgot to mention Lindsey Bowman and Jillian Bryant will also be there, which like you're saying too, like there's a lot of this. Well, pretty much I knew Matt. That was the one I knew prior to all this. But I've since learned a lot of their music and meeting them all, most of them over Zoom recently and stuff. And we've been having a lot of fun. So, but it was cool to be introduced to so much new music at just one event, you know? So it's like, and I'm excited to see it all live and really happening. So I know Jillian, I think she's from like, I don't know, somewhere a little north, like, but she's still pretty close to local here, you know, in our area, so in St. Louis area. So so it'd be fun to see her come to town. I know a lot of them, like I said, they just pumped to be a part of the project and supporting this cause. So it's gonna be fun.
It is gonna be a blast.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Brooks and Dunn as kind of an influence, inspired some of that feel of the original and stuff, but you guys did do a cover of a Brooks and Dunn tune.
We did.
And this is a song called Red Dirt Road, a little stripped down acoustic version for you.
I was raised off of Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned the corner in my show down that red dirt road. That's where I drank my first beer. That's where I've learned the path to heaven is for sinners and believers. Learn that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. Oh, I've learned, I've come to know there's life in both ends down that red dirt road. Like me much with my shackled up GTO. I'd sneak out in the middle of the night and throw rocks at her bedroom window. We'd turn out the headlights, drive by the moonlight, talk about what the future might hold down that red dirt. First beer, that's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car, I tore it all to pieces. I've learned the path to heaven is for sinners and believers. Learn that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. Oh, I've learned, I've come to know there's life in both ends down that red dirt road. I went out into the world and I came back in. I lost Mary, I got her back again. Driving home tonight feels like I found a long lost friend. That's where I drank my first beer. That's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car, I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is for sinners and believers. Learn that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. Oh, I've learned, I've come to know there's life in both ends down that red dirt road.
But why this one? Is it just fun one to sing for you?
Brooks and Dunn has always been one of my biggest idols. From their music is great to their energy on stage. I think that's one of my my biggest idols of being as an artist who I am, is their kind of attitude on stage. I love that. I love the energy. I love the feel of their shows.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't been able to see them live yet. Show keeps getting postponed back to back. I can't wait till they come to St. Louis this year and finally get to see them live for once. But
I definitely want to go to that one.
Yeah, it's gonna be one to see.
So. Well, and Travis Tritt's opening. So
yeah,
I'm hoping that that's still the case next year. But now it's bumped off to 21. I bought tickets for me and my wife, and I was pumped because I like Brooks and Dunn already by themselves, but then you're going to put one of my favorites right in front of them. So yeah. I'm like, man, that's going to be a good party. So
that's going to be a great party, a good country music party. So that's,
But that's, those guys, I mean, obviously, giant catalog of hits and stuff, but Red Dirt Road's always been a favorite of mine, too. And it's a fun sing along tune. I'm sure you'll be hearing that Freedom Jam. I'm sure full band treatment, getting cranked up and stuff. So,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you find Mark and the Mark Perkins and the Outskirts on your social media, but we do have some more dates coming up. Again, you guys will be back at Diamond Music Hall in September. Also, September 4th, opening for Creed Fisher.
Yes.
And then you guys do a monthly over here at Parrots.
Yeah, Parrots Bar and Grill is one of our kind of our normal gigging spots. About once a month. No really set schedule. Just watch our Facebook page and Instagram page, and it's always a great time out of Parrots. Paul is the owner. He's a great guy. Great people out there, and great venue, man.
Well, you guys bounce around a lot over St. Charles County and stuff. So a couple of different spots. So
every now and then in the city too.
Yeah. What you said? Game 6. You've
been down there. Game 6 Honky Tonk Joint. That's a fun one to play.
Yeah, good. Ryan's a buddy of mine.
Yeah, Ryan's awesome.
One of my our neighbors down there. I work at Oyster Bar, so you know he tends to come over after they close down and come hang out with us for a little bit sometimes. So
nice.
That's a fun hang down there. It's always I don't get to go as often, especially when I'm working. You know, it's because when they're doing shows the same time we are a lot of times, so it's difficult to get out as much as I'd like. But I went over there not too long ago, and I got to see my buddy Hunter Peebles play for a while, and I got to see Jordan Suter and his band a while back over there. And so, but he does the same kind of thing. He takes care of his locals, but he also brings in a lot of, up and comers out of Nashville and stuff too. Yeah. So, it's nice to see the mixing of the talent and stuff. So,
yeah, it's like getting your little taste of Nashville inside St. Louis. It's really cool.
For sure. Find more of those dates on the Facebook and Instagram and stuff. Coming to a town near you, hopefully.
Yeah.
Talking about some of the originals, and I'm guessing that's the current goal right now, maybe working towards a record or something?
We're trying to push out about two or three before Freedom Jam, actually. We've got this Ain't Always Greener. That's definitely our go-to one that's on the front burner right now. We're working on. We also have a song called Good Old Misery that's coming out. It's about good old state of Missouri.
All right.
We're working on a couple originals and we're hoping to get into the studio soon. So.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it'd be great to get in, cut some of these and start trying to push them to country radio and everything. Yeah.
With everything that has been going on, it's kind of like forced, I think, a lot of artists to focus on writing.
Yeah.
I mean, what else are you supposed to do? And we have a few shows and we're really thankful for every one that we get, but it's still... We have a lot more time to focus on that stuff, so I think, there's no better time to work on it.
Yeah.
And, I think next year is like, let alone the shows are, I'm hoping all the shows will be back, and like, because this summer was supposed to be ridiculous. Like, every great show was coming to town, and it was like insane.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking with everybody off a year, like, there are all those tours coming back, and then they're all going to have a brand new record to push too. So
it's
going
to be awesome. It's almost like 2020 was a tease pretty much.
Right, yeah.
But we have a new bass player. His name's Pat, and he's a great dude. But he pointed out to me, I hadn't thought about it, that this is almost kind of a great time to be a local level musician because, we're being as safe as we can, but we can help put on a good party because people need it still, I think.
Right.
And so it's almost like a good time to be a musician when the gigs are there. It's
sure.
People come out and they have a great time. And so,
yeah. Well, and then like you're saying, you guys offer range and variety. The fact that you can do the full band shows, or you guys can do a little more acoustic shows
for sure.
And stuff too. So you can, you have dynamic in your sound and what you're able to, provide for whatever the need is and stuff. So, I guess how many, what you said, some most times it's like five guys in the band, right?
Yeah, it's usually five or six sometimes. Yeah. We have myself lead vocals and some rhythm guitar, and then Davis over here on lead guitar. We also have Pat, who's the new bass player. He's amazing.
Patrick Mitchell.
Yeah, Patrick Mitchell. We have Todd Kirchner on the drums. And, love that dude. He's crazy.
He can break dance.
Yeah, he can break dance. If you guys come to a show and you will see Todd Kirchner on the drums, but you'll also see him on the dance floor break dancing.
Buy him about four beers and I think you'll get him there.
That's the sweet spot.
Yeah, right in the sweet spot.
And then we got Andrew Honeywell on the fiddle. He's an amazing fiddle player. And then sometimes we do have my go-to guy, Kevin Urbeck, on the acoustic. He's amazing acoustic player. He will be with me tonight, actually, playing down at Maggie Malone's. So,
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's fun. I've seen a little video pop up and stuff online and stuff, and I know you guys do a lot of fun little sing-alongs and stuff. Like, you know, just, you know what the crowd wants to hear and stuff. So you, I think that adding fiddle, like, I mean, it's kind of rare to find. You know, it's hard to find a good fiddle player in a band in around town. So to have it, like, it really adds a lot to the sound.
Yeah, sure. We're blessed to have Andrew in the band. So he's amazing.
Yeah,
so adds a lot. But
yeah, so we're adaptable. We're doing the best we can.
Sure.
Yeah, that's probably one of my favorite things to see is when you're up on stage and you see everybody dancing and singing. That, like, it gets me to a whole other level, and it just, I love it. It's a different kind of high.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I was wondering about, like, the fiddle player thing. You know how, like, obviously this week we got the bad news that old Charlie Daniels passed away.
I know.
And and I started to think about, like, how many people were, even just that, you know, Devil Went Down to Georgia, that one song, how many people were inspired to play some fiddle and stuff because of that. And
that's Andrew's favorite song to play, I think.
Yeah, he gets asked every night.
Probably. Every night we play, he's getting asked, can you play The Devil Went Down to Georgia?
Sure.
So, yeah, it was very sad to hear of the passing of Charlie Daniels. I mean, I was supposed to go to a show not too long from now, and then I went on the Facebook page and got a notification that it's been canceled, and it really hit hard. I mean,
yeah.
It's one of the legends, man.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, that's, I don't know, I guess that's the benefit, or, you know, the nice part about it is, of the, you know, of course, it's incredibly sad he's gone. But the fact that the music lives on forever, you know, like, these guys are be celebrated long after they're gone, and that they have this giant catalog of great music and stuff. So
yeah, I think you will never, that song will never die.
Right.
Well, it's like, who can really do it full justice? You know, no one, but we're all trying.
Right.
And that's pretty good, I think.
Yeah. But yeah, well, they also say imitation is the highest form of flattery or something.
Yeah,
that's
very true.
At least we're trying. Let's say I got a couple questions for you guys. I've been having fun asking everybody.
All right.
And these are just some silly ones. And so speaking of songs, what's a song that always gets stuck in your head? What did you guys wake up singing this morning?
Oh
geez,
that's a hard one.
I feel like I have one every day.
I know, it's always forget. Different.
Honestly, just because I've had to, like, just pummel so much country music into my head to, like, learn these songs, like Hicktown by Jason Aldean.
Ooh, yeah.
Just gets in there because it's like, it's funny. It's actually a really funny song, and the lick is just so country, but then it's rocking.
Right.
And I feel like the songs that get stuck in my head are, like, guilty pleasures. Like Nicki Minaj songs get stuck in my head really fast.
Right.
But
that's the thing, man. You know, especially with pop music, that's the whole idea. Like, that's just you get that little earworm hook and you just, like, it's stuck on repeat.
I'm not saying it's all my favorite music.
Right.
Sometimes it is, but it's, I don't mind it.
Right. So fast forward a couple of years and the Mark Perkins and the Outskirts biopic's coming out. Who are you guys going to cast to play you guys in the movie?
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
You ever think about that?
I don't. I've never thought about that.
Jeez.
Gosh. I don't even know.
Anybody ever say you guys look like somebody or anything?
No.
I used to be told that I look like the little kid from 2 and a Half Men, but... But that was like when I was 12 years old and a little chunky. I don't know.
Jeez. I'm trying to, like, I feel like it's almost easier for other people to pick. Like, who do you think would play me? Like,
well, it's also fun to have you pick, because then it, like, how you guys envision, you know, see yourself and stuff too.
Yeah,
like, you know,
it's like, man,
I don't watch too many movies.
All right.
Oh gosh.
You'd probably be the one to go to on this question.
Well, let's. We can always. If you got an idea, you be sure to write it right in. You know, yeah. Leave us a comment.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to think about that now. All
right. Yeah. Is there something you guys have tried that you will never do again? You ever do any like crazy stuff, skydiving or anything like that, or get into that kind of stuff?
How family friendly is this?
You know, hey, it's on the internet. You can, it's uncensored, unedited. But.
Magic mushrooms.
Yeah.
That I once, saw a friend, you know, I had been partaking as well, but a friend of mine who's an adrenaline junkie, this was at, Johnson Shut-In. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Johnson Shut-In.
Oh, yeah.
There's a cliff that you can, like, you're not supposed to jump off of.
And, but we all do.
But everyone does. And a friend of mine went up to the top and did, like, a swan dive off of it and overshot and, like, landed on her back.
Oh, geez.
And she was fine, thankfully, but, man, it sobered me up faster than anything. And so that was a twofer. I was, like, done with mushrooms, and I'm not jumping off cliffs.
Right.
I'm good. I'll just, you know, stay in the water.
Yeah. Yeah. I reminds me of a similar, wasn't on anything to do with mushrooms, but I was, I think it was Norfolk or Ozarks, maybe something. It was one of the lakes. I can't, but... We spend a lot of time in Norfolk and Bull Shoals too. We like what we had. So I don't remember exactly which lake it was on, but anyway, we so there was definitely the same kind of thing. Like everybody climbing up the cliff and uh-huh. doing jumps into the lake, and I got up there and I don't know. It was pretty high. I want to say probably close to 50 feet or something, like, you know. And then I get up there, and then, like, everybody's, like, you know, shorts are dripping wet and everything else. And, like, so there's, like, a little puddle. And I run, and, like, I slide. Oh, wow. And luckily I got out far enough to, like, I didn't hit any rocks. But I went out, my feet went out first. And I, and then, like, I back flopped on the water. And, like, yeah. And I was just, like, kind of, like, sank down in the water, hoping that I would just die because it hurt so bad. And right, and then I decided to keep living, and I swam back up, and I crawled in the boat, and I said, "Take me home." And I'm like, "I'm done." And like, and like, my whole back was like bruised the next day. And yeah, I wouldn't mess with cliffs. They can be tricky. So.
Yeah, scary, man. No.
Yeah. What do you? Did you think of anything, Mark?
I can't think. I don't know. I mean, I suck at these. I don't know. There's a lot of things that I've done. Honestly, I
feel like, what do you have to be scared of, man? You've been in active duty. Like, I'm such a wuss.
No, I, probably. I'm a weekend warrior, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's not much that I wouldn't do again. I mean, being 10 feet from a tree in a Black Hawk chopper going 200 miles an hour is pretty fun, but I'd definitely do that again.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. There's not much things that I probably wouldn't do. Maybe bungee jumping. That, yeah, no.
No bungee jumping.
Dude,
no.
I think I would skydive before I bungee jumped. Yes. Bungee jumping just seems like too risky.
Right.
It's like deceiving. Like, yeah. It seems like the step to skydiving.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
At least with skydiving, if the worst thing happens, what better way to go?
Right. Like, fast. Bungee jumping, you're just hanging there and you might hit the ground, but you might not.
Yeah. Right.
What's a dream duet or collaboration you guys would love to see for the band?
Like our band?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know mine. Brooks and Dunn All the Way.
Yeah.
That's my dream.
Yeah, that'd be pretty crazy.
It's got to be
kind of seal the deal for that one, though.
It's got to be a combo package. You got to have Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a Jack White guy.
Yeah.
I think, like, if I could collaborate with him, that'd be crazy. I don't know if he'd fit with us, but I mean.
Hey, just, he can do some country, too.
If he at least lays down a guitar solo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's what's great about him. Like, is like he's all over the place. I mean, you know, any real like musician and especially a guitar player is like they can play it all. Like, I mean, like they have their what they're known for sometimes or their favorite, but like you tell them what you know. Hey, we're playing this one and this, you know, and like they can play it all. Like, right. And I've seen you know my friends, a bunch of my friends, like. They can play country, they can play rock, they can whatever you know, whatever calls for. But
yeah, it's one of the funnest things about going to a show and seeing like, so you're going to a country show, well, they come out with this rock or pop cover, and it's just like that's so cool.
Sure.
So I think it's cool to change things up every once in a while.
Yeah. I think for country, I think maybe not. I don't know if it completely your sound, but I think he could still do the job. But like a guy like Dave Cobb, you know, if you can work with a producer like him and get a little direction and push the record. And I mean, that guy, whatever, seems like whatever he touches is going gold because, he's got a great ear for it all. But you know, of course, like guys like, Jason Isbell and things, all the records that he, and
all right, that's a dude that I would like to work with. Oh my gosh. 100%.
Jacob Isbell is amazing. Yeah. I mean, he wrote Morgan Wallen's number one hit.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's pretty
cover
crazy.
Me up.
Jeez.
Well, yeah, it's on his record Southeastern, which and that record Southeastern is an unreal record. Like, I mean, like that was my first like real big introduction to him, Jason as a solo artist. You know, I known of him a little bit, but I deep dive on that record and I'm like, oh my gosh, like
he's one of those artists that like. I think is a good bridge for anyone who's trying to go from maybe the rock or folk and they're trying to get a dose of what country is. Cause like, I almost hesitate. I don't know if I'd call him a country artist necessarily.
I don't think he fits on country radio at all.
No,
but he's definitely, I mean, there's definitely country songs.
Oh yeah.
There's rock songs. I think he's a folk Americana artist, you know, more if you're going to say anything is more Americana. And,
and I think the reason that like, people who enjoy country would probably enjoy him is just because he's a songwriter.
Yeah, he's a storyteller.
He's just so good at it. Right. And then guitar heads just go crazy because he's like equally as good of a guitarist as he is a songwriter.
I thought it was crazy because I saw him on Howard Stern's show. They had the Highwaymen in there and playing, and Jason's back there playing guitar for his wife. And so like... I just thought that was like, and it didn't even address him. You know, it wasn't like you have like one of the, like maybe our generation's greatest songwriter sitting back there and you never even said anything to him because he's playing guitar. Like he's just the guy in the band, but he's also happens to be this, you know, so, which I thought it was classy of Jason too. Like, you know, hey, this is Amanda's turn to shine and the girls, you know, of course, Maren Morris and, you know, is an all-star band, but.
Well, so you actually reminded me of another show that I was hoping to get to see this year, which was going to be, Chris Stapleton's big tour, which was going to have the Highwaymen and Jason Isbell on it. It's almost like, it was Chris Stapleton's show, my understanding of what it was going to be, but, like, these artists were going to join him on stage and stuff, and, like, how amazing would that have been?
That would have been fun for sure. Dude. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. Man, speaking of Stapleton, not to get too brag too much here, but I got to see Chris in the Firebird with, like, 300 people sold out.
When was
show.
This?
Like... Traveler had already been out. Like he was like, I think that was the like what he was out supporting, but it was like right at that time, like things
were rocketing up.
Things were blowing up big. Like I think it was like the next week or whatever, something right around that time is when he went to the CMT and or whatever CMAs and played with Justin Timberlake, and that's like blew his career up, you know. So but it was something along those lines. Like it was already in motion. I mean, obviously he sold it out, but like he wasn't what he's doing now. Like he's, you know, doing these amphitheaters and arenas and everything. So, but he's an incredible artist though.
I think if I had to nail it down to one artist that like made me get interested in country music, I would say it was him.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not unique in that. I think that's what makes him so powerful is he probably gets a lot of people to realize how awesome it is.
Sure.
Like, he's phenomenal. I'd love to see him.
Well, that's, I think there's, he's, you know, Jason, Stapleton,
and you know, you gotta say Tyler Childers and Sturgill Simpson.
Yeah.
These guys are kind of like this definitely kind of this class of like resurgence in of classic country style and stuff. And like,
you gotta throw Cody Jinks in there too.
Sure. Oh yeah. Cody Jinks too. Yeah. I mean, but there's like a bunch of them that like these guys have been doing it, but it's the problem is like country radio wasn't highlighting it like it. And you know, we had a long, you know, run of the bro country, you know, stuff, which I mean, obviously people like it, they sell a ton of records, you know, but it's like, but I think people were just ready for something different, and all right. those guys hit it right at the right time, like, and so those guys, their careers are taking off now, so
yeah, that's crazy.
Speaking of those two guys, that's the one I wanted to go see. I was bummed missing out on this one, but it was Sturgill Simpson and Tyler Childers, co-headline tour or whatever. So
Chaffetz.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was,
how am I not aware of all these? Yeah. These would have been amazing.
That one was supposed to be in May, and then they tried rescheduling and then ended up just canceling it all together. So I think the tour is done. I don't think, you know, who knows what will happen next year, but I'd love to see those two together sometime. So hopefully they can make that happen next year too.
Yeah.
But anyway, but yeah, Tyler Childers is a guy like, just, I didn't really get it at first. Just, I'll be honest, like it just, something about his voice kind of bothered me and just wasn't, you know, didn't really hit my ear right. And yeah,
he's different for right. sure.
But then I dove into his lyrics, like is listening to his stories and his songs, like I'm just like, man, this guy's a hell of a writer. And like, so
he's from Texas, right?
I do believe.
Yeah, that Texas thing, I feel like, definitely influences the style. It's just it's almost got like a
sure.
like a bluesy thing to it. Yeah. But yeah, I mean,
yeah, his song "Feathered Indians," man,
sure,
was a hit.
Yeah, for me it was Virgie, "Follow Me."
Oh yeah,
like that one really hit me hard with, especially with my mom being sick last year and passed, and like, so there's a lot of lyrics in there that like you know just. Really wreck me sometimes when I hear it, like, but
I think I misspoke. I was thinking of the wrong person. I don't think he's from Texas. I think
I don't know where he's from, obviously.
Yeah. Now I'm back on it. Yeah. Feathered Indian is definitely a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, you can find, hopefully we'll be having some studio quality jams coming out here real soon from Mark Perkins in the Outskirts, and then you'll be putting those names up there, right there next to those guys on country radio and stuff. So, but for right now, you can come out to see these guys live at Freedom Jam and support them. And, you know, be telling everybody else you saw them way back then. So, but
come say hi to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
And we got that show again August 29th and, at Diamond Music Hall in St. Peter's, Missouri. So, get your tickets now before they're gone. I know they're moving quick, so I don't remember what the number was, but there wasn't a whole lot left. So
yeah, they were down to four tables and about 70 rail seats now.
Something like, so. Yeah. So if you want in the door, you better get your ticket, because come August, they're going to be gone.
Oh, yeah.
But thank you guys so much for doing this, man. This was a ton of fun hanging today, and I really like what you guys are doing. I'm excited to hear some more, and so I'm gonna.
Yeah, I'll be there. Thanks for having us out, man.
I'm gonna come
out. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, guys, and I will see you soon. Bye, everyone.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.